dreamt I was a flying bird, soared high above the wanderers below. The mountains spread to either side, the green grass rose across the valley flow.
That was The Dream from a soon-to-be-released studio EP by Origami Army, the latest project by Al Peterson, a modern folk musician who was the 2018 winner of the Okanagan Singer-Songwriter Competition. I spoke with Al over Skype. Al, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
My mom played piano my whole life, but I never really took to that. And in fact, I quit piano lessons because they put me in them and I didn't choose it. So I had to quit. But I've been playing music on guitar since I was about 16, 17 years old, so about 20 years.
I love the name Origami Army. How did you come to choose that as your stage name?
I wanted something that could grow beyond me. I don't want it to be a solo project forever. And so I wanted it to have a name that could be a band name, and I didn't want to be the Al Peterson Project or something like that. And I was looking for cool names and trying to think of something really awesome. And I thought Origami Owl sounded cool, but it turns out that's a jewelry company where ladies would get together and have like house parties and sell each other jewelry in the living room kind of thing. And so I stumbled across the words Origami Army, and I kind of liked the play of the soft, delicate, artsy origami and the hard, rigid, strong army. And they had a nice flow, so I stuck with that.
I usually ask musicians about their favorite guitar, but sadly, I know that yours was stolen last summer, which must have been devastating.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking.
I've seen that you're currently having a new acoustic custom built, though. Tell me about that.
When my former baby was stolen, I had recently made friends with Trevor Kronbauer of Kronbauer Guitars. And before I even had a chance to say anything to him, he said, come on in, let's talk. And he very generously offered to build me one for substantially lower than it should be. And he's really helped me out. And so I'm doing fundraising for that to cover those costs. And it's going to be a beautiful guitar. It's kind of I'm a sci-fi nerd, so the whole theme of it is space and planetary. So it's got inlays on the back that look like planets, and it's going to have inlays on the fretboard that kind of look like the Milky Way. And its name is Jupiter because I had to name it.
How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a hook or a riff?
I always start with the music. For me, the music kind of dictates what the emotion is of a song, and that kind of leads me into what kind of potential lyrical content it could be about. So for the first little while, I will often sing just ad lib place words while I'm experimenting with vocal melodies and stuff, and my songs can sound quite silly because it's more about consonant placement and rhythm of the vocals and the melody of the vocals long before I consider what the words are. So my phone is full of lots of dandy little half songs that if anybody ever listens to, I'm sure I'll get locked up somewhere.
You were a member of Tasman Jude for several years, and you released your debut EP under the name Origami Army in 2017. You've since released a new single, and you're currently in the process of creating a new record. How do you feel your sound has evolved with your newer music?
It was a completely different direction for me. With Tasman Jude, I was so reggae all the time. I really wanted to get away from that and to carve out stuff that I'd never been able to do before. And I wanted to do music that felt timeless and classic, but was still fresh and interesting.
I'm really excited that we get to have a sneak preview of some of these new songs. What can you tell me about A Chorus Line?
That was my attempt at a road trip song. I shortly out of high school, I wound up living in Utah for a little while. And this was a long, long time ago. And I didn't have a passport or a picture identification. And I wasn't down there very formally, so I couldn't go get a job. The current administration would love me.
Yeah.
So my friends and I, we made a lot of trips back and forth from Utah to Canada, and we would buy chips and candy bars and stuff from Costco and go back down to Utah and sell them. And that's how I made a lot of money. But because we were doing all these road trips, we had these road trip CDs, Dookie by Green Day and Weezer's Blue Album, and albums that we all knew all the songs and all the words on them. And we would listen to them, and everybody would sing along at full volume. And I wanted to write a song that could be that.
I'm a little out of touch. I'm a little bit too much. I'm always in a rush. I will always say just turn right back again.